Carol Agle, the chair of the Park City Board of Realtors Statistics Committee, reports that while sales are down nearly 30% from the same time last year for the Park City limits, sales only dropped 9% from a year ago for the entire reporting area. But within the city limits, the median sales price for single-family homes is up 36% to just more than $1.6 million.
I think our news is that the market's still highly segmented, that the overall number of sales is down, but the dollar volume is up. Listings last time we talked to you were at a historic low. They've climbed up about 10% from there, but that's still very, very small compared to 08, 09, 10, and so forth. So we still have not a lot of listing inventory. And typically, of course, inventory goes down, prices should go up. We're not seeing it that simple.
While prices are at about the 2006 level, Board President Marcy Davis says they're slowly approaching the all-time high pricing back in 2008. Agle adds that the number of sales would likely be more if people could find what they're looking for.
People would love something newer, with hardly any walls, easy to own, lots of light and bright, and they'd like that at an affordable price. So what we're seeing is that families' buying power has not increased over the last 2 or 3 years, and therefore pretty much stuck at $700,000, $800,000. And we're seeing that the median prices in Jeremy, Pine Brook, Silver Springs. Silver Springs is our fastest absorption market. Things there sell. We only have about 2 months' worth of inventory there. But those are not new houses, but people want to be in that neighborhood to raise their kids. And so they're going to take what's there and be happy.
Davis says even with interest rates remaining at historic lows, many, nearly half of all real estate sales are considered cash sales.
We have, however, seen that probably now about 47% of the market are cash sales, or at least classified that way. We do think that a lot of those cash sales, however, are people borrowing against their equity accounts at even lower rates than the mortgage rates are. So it's somewhat difficult to tell. But
a new trend in that part is that for people under $1 million buyers, so your Joe Blow normal people like us who are buying a house, they're about 60% of them are using a loan. But people over $1 million, only 40% are using a loan. As Marcy says, we figure part of them are simply getting it privately so that it doesn't show as a loan.
The median sales price of all sales, she says, has gone up 4.9%. Condominium sales represent about 47% of all of the sales.
At Kimball Junction, we had 31 condo sales in the last 12 months at a median price of $203,000. And then if we jump over to Old Town, that's our number one selling market. We're pretty much doing 15 sales a month there and have for quite a while. And yet, again, no uptick in prices for that properties. So median price for a condo in Old Town is $380,000.
And we think that perhaps that's because the product in Old Town isn't new. The product down at Kimball is. And again, people seem to like new. But now they're buying them here in Old Town and starting to renovate them.
And the second hottest condo market is in the Jordanelle area.
That's Carol Agle and Marcy Davis with the Park City Board of Realtors. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.